Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
David, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Mike?
Let's start out with this. Let's get this out of the way. This Snacks Harrison stuff, and obviously, we all knew he didn't want to be here. But some of these quotes, when he appeared on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long, talking about, I didn't pick up the phone, even though I knew it was Bob Quinn calling, wasn't prepared for the season, signs the extension and immediately tries to work on a trade. I mean, Dave, just how bad does this make Bob Quinn and Patricia look?
Well, and you know, the thing of it, Mike, is that it'd be one thing if it was one person making comments, you know, but when you throw it on top of Darius Slay and Quandre Diggs and, you know, when these things start piling up like that, I think that's when you start to have concerns. But look, I mean, that's why, you know, the Lions got rid of him when they did. And you know, I guess at least you don't, you know, double your mistake and try to bring him back and think that you can salvage something. I mean, apparently that's what happened last year if he was trying to orchestrate a trade. And I don't think that should come as a surprise to anybody too. I mean, I don't know that it was ever reported, but there were certainly whispers that, you know, he didn't want to be around here. And look, if the Lions have a chance to succeed this year, you know, they have a bunch of these old New England Patriots guys, and we give them a lot of guff for all that sometimes, but maybe that's what they need to get this thing going in the right direction, because Lord knows the last 2 years, you know, there've been a number of people here, key players that obviously didn't want to be here in retrospect, and it didn't work. So, hey, keep it to people that you know, and maybe things work out.
So you mentioned the draft, and obviously the new virtual offseason program came out yesterday. I am of the opinion, and I made the case in the minutes preceding your call, I think it's going to make the rich richer and the poor poorer. I think the smart teams are going to exploit it and do a hell of a job with it. I think if you're a good drafter, you're going to continue to be smart. You're dumb, it's going to make you more dumb. Where do you side on this?
Yeah, I think you're probably right about a lot of that stuff. I mean, look, especially when it comes to the draft, right? The teams that have done their homework and did their homework during the year and in the early part of, you know, this offseason, I mean, they should be set up well. You know, I mean, if your GM is out making a lot of college visits and your scouts, you know, have good relationships with you know, the support staff at schools, then maybe – you know, they know some of the inside information that you tend to get on some of these top 30 visits that teams can't have now, you know, or they know who to check the boxes off on, who to go back and watch film on, and some of these lower level prospects that, you know, really help make teams, the guys that you pick in the fourth, fifth, sixth round. And if you don't, if those are areas you struggle, if your scouts aren't great at that stuff, you know, I think it's going to stand out when these draft classes all shake out, because there's a lot of guys that have issues. There's a lot of guys, whether it's medical or off field, that, you know, teams aren't going to feel comfortable drafting. I think there's going to be an impact on the trades in the draft. I think there's a lot of fallout that's going to happen in this draft. GMs will play this a lot closer. And then the same goes for the offseason. Like, teams that have a lot of continuity in their coaching staff, on their roster, that have their things together, look, you're going to have to hit the ground running when the season comes. And there's not going to be much, if any, on-field work this offseason. So I think the haves will only reap more this fall than the teams that have struggled in the past.
Hey, Dave, remind me, my memory's not so good anymore. I'm getting old. How many assistants got blown out of Detroit at the end of last year?
Yeah, I think it was 8, if I'm not mistaken, including, you know, the strength staff. Yeah, no, I mean, that's a concern.
All right, let's get to the draft, because I know that's where 90% of your attention is right now with work. You're seeing the smoke screen. Lions interviewed Tua, interviewed Herbert. Don't you just look at that as kind of a last-ditch effort to get interest in a pick that probably isn't there?
Yeah, you know, the more I've talked to people, the more, you know, I guess worried I've become that the Lions won't have a great trade down scenario with either the Dolphins at five or the Chargers at six, just because there are some, you know, concerns about Tua's medical situation. And, you know, I don't know if it's as much a smokescreen. You know, I give the Lions some credit for doing their diligence here. I mean, I don't think they're trying to convince anyone that all of a sudden they're taking Tua. But, you know, just being in that spot, you got to make sure you do your homework on those guys. I mean, shoot, what if Tua falls to late in the first round or something, and then, you know, all of a sudden you're looking at a chance to get him? I mean, so I think the Lions are doing their homework. I don't think it's a big smokescreen. I think they want to know also, you know, who he's met with, how some of these people are feeling. I mean, that's a big part of the whole trade discussion too. So, but yeah, Mike, you know, look, Tua's medicals are concerning enough. The hip, the ankles, the whole package, not what he's going to be this year, but what he's going to be, you know, down the road in 2025, that, you know, there might not be a great trade down scenario for the Lions in the first round.
Well, and it's interesting too, Dave, is that I think if there was going to be a trade scenario, it's actually the Giants at four. Teams don't need to go up to three. I just really look at this and I go, okay, the hyper paranoia of NFL teams is setting in, and maybe Tua slips a little bit. Well, we can't get our hands on him, or the diagnosis of being a full go for football wouldn't come till August. Dave, even if a team were going to move up, they'd be targeting four, where Gettleman's been peddling the pick. They wouldn't be targeting three.
Yeah, well, you know, and if I'm the Lions, and you know, Peter King wrote this the other day, and I agree 100%. It's, you don't necessarily need, you know, full book value, I guess, of what the draft trade chart would say to move down, because look, the player that you're going to get at three is probably the same that you're going to get at five or six. I mean, maybe it's, you know, maybe you want Isaiah Simmons and you don't get him at three and the Giants take him at four, but you're comfortable taking Okuda or Derek Brown or whoever, right? So it's exactly. That three. In whether it's, look, even if you just get a second round pick and you move down two spots, you know, you have another top 40 pick, and that can help you fill a hole at guard or running back or wherever. And so I don't think we should be as concerned with the return on the trade, because it, you know, this is a year that it might not be there. But if a team like the Dolphins wants to go up and just make sure it gets its quarterback, and maybe it's Herbert, maybe it's not Tua, then I think the Lions, and I do think Bob will be all ears on that. And Mike, the one thing I would quibble with you on a little bit in four, and yes, that's the spot you have to get to, but just given Gettleman's lack of trades, the history of him as general manager.
Oh, he's terrible.
Yeah, maybe that opens the door a little bit more for the Lions to make a deal, and Bob Quinn to make a deal and deal down.
Dave, how much of a discount do you think they would need to put on the pick that if the draft value book, the chart is X. What does X minus Y, like what type of discount do they have to take off of it where you believe they could actually move down?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, there's a couple trade charts, I guess, that float out there, right? And I think the old Dallas Cowboys one has sort of been supplanted by a more modernized version. And that one doesn't, you know, when you're talking about like the Lions trading down to five, you know, the book value of that on the new trade chart is not all that great. It's you know, the first, third, and fifth round picks is essentially what it comes down to. So anyone expecting to get like Miami's, you know, number 18 pick along with their five, it's not happening. It never was going to happen, right?
Now, plus, you're hearing things out of Miami where they were trying to trade up to get Burrow. Now within the building, I heard Charles Robinson talk about this today, that they actually may prefer Herbert. I mean, Dave, you're right. You got all these Lions fans. You got guys who I work with at this station. They think they're going to get a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's not going to happen.
It's not happening. I mean, the best scenario for fans who want that to happen is if Tua's medicals are bad enough that both Miami and the Chargers really want Herbert, and so there is some sort of, you know, bidding war, and then maybe maybe you can get some extra draft capital from the Chargers next year, or maybe Miami gives up, you know, it's second one and you get, you know, it's pick 5 and pick 26 or whatever it is to go down. So I think that's the best case scenario for the Lions, is that there's a bidding war over Herbert and that it's not Tua. But I don't know that Herbert is considered a good enough prospect to want to sell the farm to go up. Mike Gilbrandt today, he said it wouldn't surprise him if the Dolphins took a position player at 5, and that would then lead me to believe that maybe they take, I don't know, an offensive tackle at 5 and are looking at a quarterback at 15. You know, maybe they think Tua drops, or maybe it's Love or somebody.
I'm with you. I think Herbert and Love, along with Tua, depending on what your viewpoint is on the medical, you're looking at 3 completely polarizing prospects. I mean, Dave, right. You've probably talked to people in the league. Jordan Love could be top 10. He could be a second-round pick. I think Herbert stinks. Other people think he's great. The only consensus, I would be willing to risk it all for Tua. Because if you're right, you're getting the real deal. I can't say that with the other two.
No, and I'm with you. And I think that's why, even though the concerns about Tua's health are legit, that's why I don't think he's going to fall all that far, because I think at some point, you know, the risk reward is such, especially for a team like Miami that has 3 first round picks, that you can say, you know what, look, maybe he doesn't play 15 years, but maybe you get 8 good years out of him or something before the hip goes out. And if you think he's the type of player that, you know, he showed in college, then maybe those are 8 pretty darn good years for you. So I think some team that needs a quarterback will roll the dice on Tua. I just don't know if that GM is willing not only to risk his job, but to risk, you know, the rest of this draft, I guess, put the package together that some Lions fans are hoping for to move up and get him.
No, I think if Quinn picks up the phone and goes, listen, and goes to Miami, I don't think there doesn't even have to be their pick at 56. You could take the 3rd-round pick, just move down the 2 spots, get something, because a week from Thursday, when I have you on the show, if you'll make 5 minutes for us, Dave, you know what I know. They're going to be sitting there at 3, and they're going to take Okuda.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, look, I've given Okuda to the Lions in all of my mock drafts, and I haven't come off that, even though I there's certainly some teams that think Isaiah Simmons is a better prospect. And I think for what the Lions' needs are and wants are and how they want to build this team, I could see Okuda, I could see Simmons, I could see Derrick Brown. I think all 3 of those guys, there's value to them and what they could bring to the field. And again, if I'm the Lions and I'm Bob Quinn and you're splitting hairs, or these guys all have essentially the same grade, you know what, give me a 2. I'd be happy to move down to 5. I'm still getting my guy or one of my guys. And like I said, I'm feeling a need at guard. Right. I'm feeling a need at running back. I do something that's going to help my team, not only this year, but going forward.
Dave, when do you go final with the This Is Who the Lions Are Picking article, so I can tell the listeners to be on the lookout?
Probably not till Thursday. Maybe next Wednesday or Thursday. I'll probably do a mock draft this week. I was going to do one with trades, but I'm still up in the air on whether I think the Lions will get a trade. So that's kind of what I've been holding back on is whether I think that deal will be there for them. And the more I talk to people around the league, the more concerns I hear about Tua. So I haven't been able to pull the trigger on the Lions dealing down from 3 yet.
Dave, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, right in the vicinity of the draft, and then we'll prepare for the depression of taking a corner at 3. It's going to be exciting.
You got it, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
Dave, appreciate it. Dave Burkett, 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.